Good morning, or is it evening for you? It might be morning for me, and it might be completely opposite of the globe in the view to whom is reading this. However, there is an intended address target that I'm desiring and deserving, and making it known I'm not consenting to a non-responsive assumption to this directed naming agency. Gray County Sheriff's Office in Kansas. As this communication is dire. This is not a photo of me being directed through the Facebook Messenger for social media purposes. Outcome's fatal if all you do is throw this away into the beat bucket, as they say. I landed on your page. Web, link, https://graycotsheriff.org/911-dispatch/ Our dispatchers truly are the thin gold line. A photo picture of an internet meme. An internet meme strictly is distributed image that carries a message that is uniformed as a source that is truly identifiable. The spoken voice transcript narrator program app I use is allowing or has the feature then premium version to follow all links and to compile an automated index that can be put into and cataloged by the index, and it's done, and it's what it produces as a PDF file of this effort. Basically to compile an audio narrative of a book structure on the internet, and it has no limits that I can tell. An individual single test items can be 4 hours long, and the compilation indexing version I have not seen that there is a limit except for to which you would fill up in a complete storage space. So therefore, that is the program that I'm going to be using to convert this into a spoken voice narrative that will be indexed, because it's too fucking long, because none of you have allowed yourself to give me my life and my human rights, and that is a fact, and I'm just so disgusted. And everything I have to deal with extra over the top efforts of words to make sure that you understand the seriousness of an offense and how seriousness it is to offend this, because it is offensive if you do, and if you're not going to be offensive you have to apply why this is so detailed to the attention of this to our world, because I have been violated time and time again by persons who have the authority to break the law when the law is not being enforced. Their false authority to be in violation of United States Code Title 18 Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. I'm not quoting the law, however, if I die by way of circumstances, those who violate this are guilty to the state's ability to execute punishment at capital punishment rulings of subject to being executed by the death penalty, and that's all you need to know, and that's a fact, and if that's the fact, that's true honor of a deterrent, or not, I don't know, I can only know what I know. You're trying to weasel out of your public duty oath, and I'm trying to box you into be compliant for it. This is an audit. This is not a First Amendment on it, but a 8th Amendment on it. I'm not mentioning what that is. I doubt if you even know, or maybe you do know, maybe you do have some competency in law and conferences in the 8th Amendment, and what it takes to break an 8th Amendment of it. That's what this is. It's a necessity. It's completely on a different frame of reference than the first. The outcome of this audit right here and now, and when I file this, the papers to my conclusions on what is a obvious needed application to overhaul the policing system in a drastic change. But I have recommended what we do in this country. If we can't get it into empowerment in each and every step of this, you are liars, cheaters, stealers, insurrectionists, and haters. I don't hate you. This is not targeted at you personally, and this is tested to be reaching to reach into region. And I know I take and apply into what is necessary here. Represent your field of craft of role in our society well wise, and comply and hold this into the receipt of this, and hold it officially in a legal capacity that you acknowledge this is person piece of fighting that is an original work writing at the time this is written. There is absolutely no plagiarism. Only that which I don't have to have it perfect when there is the time and place that you were it's going to be perfect, a court record or a journal of record that I have to adapt everything to the standard. I hope to have help. And if I die in the process, I know that what I have here can be captured and continued for. Somebody will be able to analyze this, even if it is an artificial intelligence that goes around run wild and finally cue. I may not be in compliance with all fair use rules that you understand what I'm saying, and at this point I don't have to have it perfect. This is black backdrop rectangular box photo object. Its dimensions look like about the flag size. Flags are not any kind of officiated size, but it looks like it's a standard. Its line is center justified. There's nothing else on the image to note of anything but linguistic words of English language. I'm going to reference a document that has the phrase memetically active in scholarly archives, to which it ascribes that's the word, that linguistic language cannot be mentally active in general, that the meaning of words is negotiated. This ain't no amateur hour, even though I'm having extreme difficulty composing this right now. Note that extension of window from date written to date posted, and I'm not sure if this is a mistake or whatever. I absolutely do not want to have the performance of repeating this any whatsoever again. Absolutely, I do not wish to repeat repeats what is established as an unending chain of a wall oppression that will not give it up and stop it and stop it and stop it. Stop killing me, murdering me, stop murdering me. I do not give you the consent to murder me. Whomever that is that's reading this, whether or not you are aware of who I am or not. There are crimes being committed here and they can't be ignored. I do not give you the consent to ignore the crimes that are being committed here, whether or not you're out of jurisdiction of my local area or not. But you say you have some sort of function of jurisdictional independence when you don't, because this is in fact a matter of national security and you all know it too. I don't need to know what I'm obstacle against. I need to just have it work and just say it, do it, confess and turn over your kings of this game. Checkmate. Busted. Thank you. Web, link, https://papers.ssrn.com/sol3/papers.cfm, abstract_id=160128. The Evolution of Human Culture, Some Notes Prepared for the National Humanities Center, Version 2. 65 pages posted, the 4th of February 2020. William L. Benzon. Independent. Date written, August 15, 2010. Abstract. The study of cultural evolution requires a comprehensive approach to les sciences de l'homme using methods and insights from researchers trained in both the humanities and the sciences. Only humanists have the wide-ranging knowledge of cultural phenomena necessary for effective analytic and descriptive control of the primary phenomena. Without such control, model building and theory testing are pointless. Scientists, on the other hand, are beginning to develop tools for thinking about population, wide maintenance, propagation, and incremental change of cultural codes. At the micro, scale, we need to understand, not only perceptual and cognitive processes, but, most critically, the negotiation of meaning through interaction. At the macro, scale, we need to see how changes in cultural codes support the emergence of new mentalities. Taken in sum, these efforts will show us how the design of cultural codes emerges from the collective efforts of populations, where each individual negotiates his or her life transaction by transaction. Individual performances are the objects of cultural selection. Performances, in this sense, are the brain events that mediate cultural processes. Individuals and groups endeavor to repeat performances they like, but not performances they don't like. The genetic elements of cultural processes are those properties of cultural objects and events which allow individuals to share in those objects and events. In music, for example, chord rhythm changes is an example of a complex of such mimetically active properties. Note, however, that word meanings cannot, in principle, be mimetically active, as they are not inscribed in the physical substance of linguistic communication, whether by speech, gestures, or writing. Linguistic meanings are negotiated through interaction. Keywords: culture, evolution, cultural selection, meme, music, language, narrative. And we can receive that right here and now and negotiate this meaning of this flag symbology, as it is intended to be an item that is, in my view, that needs this kind of function, and it's to be taken seriously because I am serious and I'm most professional in my effort here. What else should I be doing that was offend or make a reactive tone that would go to ignore this communication? What else should I be doing? Give me a clue that would insist that you do not properly receive this message. What else should it be? Something in my way, somehow, some form of function that does not give me this simple thing. I should be able to simply write this and have it done, but it won't be done, and I can't get it simply written. It's hard to get this written in the format that you must comply to. The full message reads 2. There are three lines of text messaging words. The top and bottom are smaller fonts, and the center is the larger font of the intention of this. Looks like the dimensions of a flag. It is a thin stripe of centerpoint yellow backdrop inverse of lettering. Font sizes are the following: top and bottom of a 3 lines, and 3 lines 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lettering above is white. 3 words that come voice, give me a break, free word. I do not know if this is complemented by what is a flag official registered flag falls under on the pound sign tin plullin of its equivalency similarity holding the cultural mean that would unite both of them as symbols of the thin line of law enforcement. I would assume on the symbolized symbolism is the same, but that is an assumption, not a conclusion. I need to inquire to what this source is, and that I understand your positioning here because I don't see you actually having a kind of reference to it. You're making an assumption that I understand it when I see it and I don't, and my mom didn't either. By the way, she has, I can understand in one aspect, but the gold, using gold instead of blue, and how that is a tradition, I'm sure, and all of that I don't know, and I'm not going to get bothered by trying to find out. I was like that source. From you please, it's important. First form Rev 1.0 draft, dash, considered approved for public distribution. There are errors in this draft, and there are things that need to be straightened in view, so in the course to which one would rely upon such a thing, it is only a draft, and anything passing through this would have to be clarified. You must reply, you cannot use any of this material anywhere anyhow, and I will use this material until it becomes final form Rev 1.0, dash. An actual title will be applied which haven't yet named, dash, final form of 1.0 will not have an actual rev number on it, and it will only be used at once, then stored in a public retrievable archive. I can choose both either or various degrees of public retrievable archives, one of which is considered a personal information system which remains fully open as a live public retrievable domain space. There is information theory and structure processing that is active whether or not there's any digital script coding working. There is an informational theory in of itself by naming space that I would really question you whether or not you would want to challenge this. I'm telling you, I'm winning the persuasiveness eventually, but in the course to which this is fleeting yourself to cause the death of me, I really wonder if you're committed to what you say you are, or are going to try to put yourself into the role to not have the responsibility of a response. I think that would be unwise, you truly unwise of you. As my only career of transport to my stamp verification system, this content in this correspondence will be subsequently faxed. A failure of that fax will become a secondary fax number, and that's not a publicly distributed number, so I have two fax numbers, and if both fail I will then certify copy mail it to you. But I'm doing here is telling you I wouldn't help running up many options and few of these introduction words, and this is a structure that I originate in every single occurrence of I write this introduction somehow to get the attention of a person, a human being, that these words are serious, and they are to be respected. I expect professional and professionalism in all seriousness into you in your response. Once this file form is distributed to its verifiable receipt, this content will be placed in everything given best reference of my methodology and my intention on all things considered, a ruler's article on the status of our policing instrumental specifically involved to the training that is established in the nation's policing force. The Reuters position article requires drastic change. As such, this is written in a drastic way, and everything here is written truthfully, so therefore accept it because that's what you should, and if you don't put that certified process into place onto this item, I would have to really question your motives. From this point down is reliable to a point. If you have a word or something that's out of place, it's because I have not completely corrected the spoken voice to text error ratio, and I'm really tired, and I really want to get this out to somehow a format that this is the first day of the week. I went out by the final 5 o'clock hour of our work day as it was intended for. This day is important to realize as I have certain goals in mind on week-to-week assembly, and I'm completely working alone, and this is not easy, really not easy, and I'm not perfect, and you have to forgive my test, and is as each passing day goes to the next whether I'm not going to actually become sicker, or that I'm going to actually be able to really slap the doctor, and everything about the system slap it silly for it slapping me back to kill me, and that every single person in view of my entire frame of reference this way have to change, and fix their promises of new commitments in. I demand this. This is a demand, and I don't need to go beyond demand, but this is a demand sender, a system of Adam citizens demand, and it is a demand, and I'm telling you if you do not obtain the official needed record to receive a citizens demand for drastic change because of an article I'm now going to quote, and then below I have to make this perfect apparently before you actually respond. I'm not going to make this perfect for you for an intention. I gave you my intention structure at first coffee is clarified to most everything I need, and I really don't need to get any further than that, but I would, because this will be one of the materials that I present to my argument to what is wrong with our society, and why what I say below I have to focus on LinkedIn's online presence and have to shut them down. and I mean it, and that takes this into the formation of an attorney for me, and so I'm going to have to implement a set of structures onto an attorney. This is also available right here the way this is written. That attorney, I'm sure, has the ability to understand this, so it's public disposition. And what I'm doing here this day at 4:02 p.m., I'm putting this narrative almost and immediately right now, the Reuters article link here right now in its introduction paragraph, and then I'm going to narratively put a spoken voice narrative file online, and put the reference to that spoken place narrative in the top body of this text and sent. This is more than 8,000 characters, so this will be sent in pieces one by one into a Facebook Messenger. That should not induce that the Facebook Messenger is blocked by way of an automatic reaction, but that's what I expect will happen. Departing this text onto getting the link for the Reuters article and quoted citation here. Do and drastically as dastardly it should not obtain a status that begins one more track of dastardly causes to actions against me. God forgets that type of reaction, or as I metaphorically place a story cast, you circled the wagons and into a protection and start shooting at what you don't even understand you're shooting at yet. Once again, God forbids that type of reaction. At this point, right here and now, I would tend to think a person would get their understanding to perform what would be your normal delivery of certified receipt of information that is highly important to receive. I own personal intellectual property rights on the technology itself that is operating on my internet domains. Nothing on my internet domains are truly considered outside of its consideration of fully accessible public retrievable surface web indexed content journal record. This has been online since June of 2005. I'm not going anywhere. This is not going anywhere. To just get lost. All access to my internet domains are HTTP, not HTTPS. I have no user base, and there is nothing on my website that is considered truly private, so therefore I have no purpose at this time to have an HTTPS certification, and it remains that way. And any internet security firm that wishes to challenge the notion that I must comply to certification would be a complete fool to not know that the copyright law in art internet domain spaces allows for what I have set up here as a personal information system, and you cannot take it away from. There is absolutely nothing a malicious code or any other trickery in anything that is in this archive my. And indeed for a part of my archive that I have a confirming scan and from Google that they reviewed but they considered suspicious, it was not suspicious at all. However, it was flagged to be, it was determined not to be, and they approved the volume of information. It was not the entire volume of the entire collection, but the volume of information that I posted to my remains that was marked and reported in Google Search Console. And as anybody knows or don't know, that the demand path URL identifiers to point to the sources of material on a website according to Google Search Console Spider Engine is considered a property, because it is a property. This is an intellectual property holding, and I'm holding it to my best ability that it would not be taken away from me for improper and use on informational infused society. Dot. I have one and only one informational report to the clarification that it was now code that was on site, and it was a copy of another website that I had copied internally onto the domains, and I identified it to the security people. They called me and I removed it, and it proved my point. She called me as an official contact of an internet security firm, which was affirmed before I became any kind of conversation with her. Nothing that I personally offered outward in any kind of distribution methodology to alert anybody. I was not disputing in any fashion. I never even out that I only notified the. But it did eventually come around, and it did come around to the point where the lady from the security firm told me that my site had been flagged to have been scanned to have malicious code on it, and I said to the lady, yeah. So I told her and told her I didn't inquire to where it was on my side. I explained the structure of my domains, and that it is Amazon, that particular folder structure of a particular domain that I'm sure she must have realized before she even made a call to what it. She must have realized that, and she could have come to the call in an empowerment to know that would have been unusual to see. And to have been analyzed the contents and file order structure on my site. It would be completely insane for her to not realize this as she makes an inquiry to call me with the basis by lying like everybody else to an intimidation that I would lose my domains. That was where she began. I really question whether or not that is a function, because I don't store code and I'm very particular, but I did one example. It should only take one example. So she had in her own way to know that she could have been with integrity little. I told her immediately what it was designed for. I do not know at the point in a crossing over what time period this was at this point to what I did and everything else that is stored on that domain. I'm more than positive that I mentioned the term to which this applies. I would have to, I know I had to, but I don't remember the conversation now in its fullness, but I'm sure somewhere somehow it's in the halls of all things that the inquiry was made to the owner of an information network that has a particular web domain name, and the content that was stored on it was in on the contents of a complexity of things that are truly messed up, truly messed up people, truly truly ashen of an hour focus that only malicious code gets taken away by your internet security process. I would hope, and I haven't gotten in any kind of way another call for any other content that is on that domain, and there has been no other kinds of information request removals. So it did what it did. A man whose name is FatherDuffy.com, holding the Facebook community page of words to live by and crossing over, dash, or non, dash, hyphens or punctuation. I too have words too. I tried to contact the man after I realized what it was. Actually, I contacted him immediately. Actually, I didn't even investigate his site yet. I tried to give him the benefits out that is whatever he was doing is independent of mine, and that we can't, you know, negotiate the understanding of where we both exist in the world. Upon my discovery that, I went over to FatherDuffy.com and his holding an initiation of a confrontation or not. I knew what it was exactly she didn't tell me, but the competency on that conversation I'm sure impressed her beyond the inquiry, and I do not know what other information she had compiled on anything that I had on her site. You know that her approach was to intimidate me, because if I didn't do this that I made domain to be removed, and yes, I knew that when I ND in the course which I told her what it was removing, of course, and I said, placed into the view that I personally wrote into an idea that I was active in this code. No, that's not what this was, completely abstract, so that her positioning was repositioned affected the immediate answer when she told me she had that I had malicious code on my side. Wasn't a compliance denial that I knew exactly what it was that. I had a nice even level tone verification that my intention on the site was to expose its origin, and if you're going to take it and expose me for it, no, intimidate me, you better go over and get him, cause it's what I did. I copied his code, and it says serious thing that was a part of an entire scheme of phishing and dynamics in a religious pastor church organization, in a confluence of names that I was using and he was using on Facebook that put it in my reference. So that has been the one and only one, and it was not about fake or deceptive content, it was about actual coded scripted active code that it was not active on my site, because mine was not drawing users to use it. The site that was in the event was using it, believe it or not, to generate messages that the pastor, but then respond to, and he's on there with this script that is generating messages that he's making it somehow a fantasy that he's involving these messages as legitimate messages, that thousand legitimate content from a community, and so we go down a rabbit hole that would be so silly to do such a thing, and he did it, and he purchased this particular code script. It was implemented on his site, truly on his site, from what I inquired about what it was. The author of the script was wrote it and offered it to people as a way to boost your popularity in site, and it was malicious. It was considered and is considered malicious because of what it was doing. It was malicious, the intention of the site. If you didn't look at it closely and how it was done, you would just go with the flow. But if you invented the sources and what it began to make into view, an inclusion of content that had absolutely no reason to be on his site, to validate its kind of an artificial intelligence. It was not an artificially intelligent originating scripting, it was a plagiarizing script, if you want to call that, and so here we go. I'm taking at my best ability to know the code that was in use, analyzing who was in conflict with a set of ideals that he called words to live by, and my set of words, that words to the by, and my photo directory, and my Facebook community page, and I gave him notice I was doing this. I gave him notice, I called his number, never got back to me, and it remained online for as long as it remains online. I do not know, I did not inquire, it's no longer active, but I told the lady to call me if you're going to threaten me with closure of my domains, and you go over and close the source, because that's what it was only, and she asked me about else. She told me to remove the malicious code on my side, and she didn't have to identify it. I identified it, for I told her that was the only one example I had on my side, unless it's code. Everything I've had in the view of things I can know, I don't go and just copy anything on the web onto my side. I'm very particular about not contaminating on my journals, very very much what they consider a focus to a very well detailed understanding of what I am doing. I haven't had not yet established, but I now have today as a verifiable credential of holding a model of what is listed as a school I didn't have it in, and I barely have it now if anybody wants to actually apply an observance. This material will also be submitted to be part of my official health-related documentation on file with my current medical care that I cannot truly believe or I cannot truly trust will hold. They are not going to receive this. And such network has its authenticity in our civil society as a valid functioning actual vetted to be pole position qualifiers of an issuance of several functions and our civil society which I will list at the very end of this. There will be no inquiries to its follow-up its follow, dash, up as expected and I give you no consent to ignore this content. And I give you no consent to not follow all of what it says here to its intention and to respond to me with the answer to source creation of the basis of what the symbol means as its inception officiated usage. And then on to what I would do from that point I have to decide whether or not to officiate a truth and intention affirming maybe one jurisdiction that he actually has smart 911 activity already certified and sponsored that which is the opening that gives me away of. A stage that I would or would not send it through my current 911 text interface or have to travel to some other jurisdiction to facilitate that same function. Gee, that puts this into the view of a 911 text interface delivery to that which I would not be putting anything in that channel that was not the truth. Or that I would be intentionally creating a narrative that I know is deceptive to that which I would be doing that function that's my only methodology to affirm the truth in these matters, so I will use that civil society too as accordingly in the view of what it is that is. Will send the content through 911 text arrays which most likely I will. I will then store it to a public retrievable archive which will be public service web indexed. My only painful choice is that I have to really intention to cause a calamity again and again and again onto the sources to which I will have to direct this and I's source in a public manner, and I have to contemplate whether or not going to send it through 911 I probably will, so I will probably have it stored publicly in public way and distributed in a way publicly to a list of contacts and then sent through 911, and then we have the time that one is to respond to this email to whom is to respond to this email. The style of this initial cold contact writing is at its inception delivery composition to my best ability in the moments of all things of creation, dash, to find an immediate need to implement a peace-building and peace-affirming model of understanding and immediately move to a understanding where peace is not possible and what it is that is the philosophies of Hobbes unto the conditions of our world and where peace is not possible and I've gotten several of these references in view of Trump as well. I'm working on my own timeline, but this is happening too, so it is what it is. Take the notice that if you don't have the time to take this interview that you find a way to first receive it, you know, give me that you received it and that you're working on it, and if you have a function that receives long form storyline casting and there's crime happening here, I will also be taking this to be sent through the Justice Department's website. FBI would be useless. FBI have none, dash, FBI staff who answer the phone. They have staff that are not officiated as an officer of law enforcement, at least in LA County over. So there can and cannot know. They don't have to feel officially have to follow a public oath of duty, that being what it is I don't know, but there are intake processes screwed also that when I went over to officiate and validate with a true need to validate the source of the FBI on the page of the resource in the 911 of the FCC, I'm sorry, SEC and I of the real FCC, and I reported what I mentioned to her and the situation in the motel room is all part of it and it's nasty people in. I don't need to be quoting to. If you don't know the law, and this is an audit, if you want to call it that, I'm auditing, this is a part of the procedures of content that is crafting an audit. Lot of people are auditing the First Amendment out there, that's not exactly what this is, although that is a part of this of course, because of First Amendment, because of function of the Eighth Amendment, I'm protection against cruel and unusual punishment, and that is a foundation of my motivation, so you can go with that. This is a different thing than you received before, I guarantee you, and I'm pretty much holding my tongue. Probably. That being then a possible, but not intended to be desired brought forward into a court process that I will have to start putting intense focus to enable and have it done right. You'll have to validate the set of things that you are now being exposed to, and whether or not you are going to what you would do with it or how you handle it at first exposure, because that's what you're going to do, and I'm not going to go around and I'm not going to go around using this in any kind of way, but once, because I know that's the way I write to everybody that I write to, and of course I could content out of it, but I'm not effort. I contact on a model to which I invention to hold that I found something inspirational, that's my true focus. You claim anything other than that, it's pointless, hopeless, but this is helpless. You're committed to your yours and you. I've been working on this for whatever time period I've been working on, and this is the Out comes fatal, fatal, fatal if nobody pays attention. Out comes fatal if all you do is throw this away into the beat bucket, as they say. I landed on your page. Web, link, https://greycocksheriff.org/911-dispatch/our-dispatchers-truly-are-the-thin-gold-line. I am taking advantage of these informational society communication tools at my reach to attempt to relay something very important. And I'm not going to play a game and be shuffled over and over and over and over again to some other place to seek an answer for a simple question about the role in the mission of your 911 dispatch. Insert references, -technorealism, -technology adoption perverse. -forwarded message -from myteam support@myteam.com > date Saturday, February 25th, 2023, 2:15 a.m. Subject, Arasim sent you a hug. 2, less than web email address, will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at gmail.com, spelled out as email address facetsdontlie.hatedon.iddead@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13th, 2021, 7:19 p.m. > Hello Martin Hauser. Arasim sent you a hug after reading your story. -forwarded message -from myteam support@myteam.com > date Wednesday, March 8th, 2023, 12 p.m. Subject, Martin Hauser, see what your team's talking about this week. 2, less than web email address, will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at gmail.com, spelled out as email address facetsdontlie.hatedon.idded@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13th, 2021, 7:19 p.m. > My team. Hello Martin Hauser. See your team's top activity this week. View your team activity. Alessio added a popular post. Hello Ron, welcome to the team, -family. Great weekend for you. View post. Alessio was having a so day. Hello Martin, welcome to the team. Greetings from Los Angeles. View post. Alessio added a popular post. Hi Martin, thank you for adding me to your team. View post. View more. 2, group of pluses, forwarded message, from Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at gmail.com, spelled out as email address facetsdontlie.hatedon.idded@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13th, 2021, 7:19 p.m. > date, Saturday, March 4th, 2023, 3:49 a.m. Subject, Tracy 3 like your story. 2, myteam, support@myteam.com, > You never going to take me off the list of banned accounts. I just don't see it. I don't see how you can approach yourself into the view of this God count it taking lead and destroy my life. I've done nothing to you. On Wednesday, March 1st, 2023, 2:51 a.m. Myv Team, support at myvteam.com, greater than wrote. Hello Martin Hauser. Tracy 3 like your story. View your story. Thanks, your friends at Myv Team. Myv Team. Myv Team. 1 Post Street, Suite 2250, San Francisco, California, 94104. This message was sent to web email address, will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idi@gmail.com, spelled out as, email address, factsdontlie.hatedon.idi@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13th, 2021, 7:19 p.m. If you don't want to receive these emails from Myv Team in the future, you can unsubscribe or change your email settings. L. So what actually happened? Profile suspended and removed unjustified reasons. The claim is that I was my account activity violated the terms of service in the member agreement, which it didn't. In the determination, it was also found that I was posting on steps and stampsiated medical claims, which is put into the view that I somehow was promoting some sort of doctor positioning that there's a cure out there or something. This was a delay for several days. My account was put into suspended status. The message it says that the human is involved. You know that the site was reviewing it and they were never reviewing it. And then eventually I got a determination. The only thing I had was a flag post. The post itself is not linked to anything, has no external links, it's a repetitive, we call it a mantra, and you want to hold it that of an intention or a mantra of standing that it's going to be the way it is, so it's a predictability and this view that it's going to happen, and it got flagged, and it was flagged because there are more of them out there than me. That was the only item that got flagged. It was flagged for a long time, and then they had to come up with something to occupy themselves to their justification. So my article was flagged as some sort of inappropriate material on the site by a bunch of haters collective trying to protect a conspiracy. To be supportive of the group and what is gang stalking against a single indivisible. Just by incidence there are more of them on the site than there of me on the site. And by popularity votes they can win by pure accounted by accidental no intentional yes overpowerment of oversight of the staff that's supposed to be human involved to the judgments of what has occurred. My account was on right submission update prevention. I could not update to the site for a several day. To you and to the world, and what it is that is complicated ourselves in this nation to make right choices over wrong way thinking, and to make those choices with the commitments that we are fully understanding of what we are doing in this country, and what we are doing to this country, and what we are doing to this country without a doubt intentionally doing to this country. I'm not going around all around harassing people to find a resolvable solution. I have one task and one task only right now. I'm attempting to find an appropriate image, a digital image object to assign into my mobile device. To be the affixed and included upon the contact data in this mobile device for the 911 voice and 911 text interface that is used to connect me individually, I suppose, or collectively us, I suppose, to emergency services and first responders. I need to select an appropriate image that I know establishes a complete respect for the dispatcher's role in all of what I'm doing as I landed on your page. Web, link, https://greycocksheriff.org/911-dispatch/. I am not going to go beyond this page because the page has the image and I need to find more information about what it says. I'm not going to go find another resource to find out why that image says it on that page. It's the meme message that I saw prior to my directed targeted search. A sequences of Google searches and the images specifically I'm looking for an image. The image is a meme onto the Mecca. Pound sign nix of what it is supposed to be of the dispatcher's pride and how it is applied to have function and trust upon us the public. Thin blue line. Thin gold line. And there has not been a calm voice in the dark in the view of what has happened in my life. And I'm not going to protect anybody or shame anybody or do anything. I want to assign a graphic onto a 911 dispatch history of my current location to relay that is the role of the dispatcher's view from perspectives of this one, dash, time reaching out attempt. Silence is violent. This email in its entirety will be put onto the web with the ability for the public to be able to search by way of Google. That means this content is not a private email, it's considered surface web content, not dark web or deep web, and that is in a majority of my methodology I don't distribute, but I'm going to anyway. I'm going to post the link to this content on the Facebook interface. What it is about the gold line that puts you to sponsor that onto the page, officially onto the page, and I'm going to contact that resource as well in the view that I'm referencing are basically a copyright. It was released to the public, you know, holding that somebody's authorship of that flag, and what it means has a lineage of a doctor origin that you're going to be able to provide to me, and that I'm going to send carry the story forward again. Do we have the thin blue line? There's a controversy in that view, but do we have a real gold line? Really, really, do we have it? Because I don't see it in anything that I deal with, and I have dealt with a lot, and I have documented a lot, and it's going to court here very, very soon. I have to assume that I do not have any kind of advocacy. If I go to San Francisco, it's San Francisco, and that is not my target, because this is going on with my team. It's not produced damages across me and my life, and to access this, and it has to be proven that I have a gang sucking, you know, trying history, and that I'm trying to find resources, which I am, but that to which is gang stalking does not produce a monetary damages for board. That would be lifetime that one could say listening interference that prevented me to be successful in vocation, but on LinkedIn I can, and I've put it to the position that I will sue LinkedIn in Santa Clara County, because I've said it several times over the course of many years that what they did to me on LinkedIn I captured as well, and that's actually more serious than just a little deception of a human being trying to justify why they're actually sustaining my account, because I had a 10-year PID account, so I became active onto my site and they let my building of my contacts on that for 10 years, you know, that goes back into really the seriousness of this, and every contact is in the view that suspends me, that just spends my need to be a professional contact and disability inclusion in Mexico, and therefore of the rights, because my team is not in essence, I'm dead of HIV disease, and the community is going to let me die, that is what's happening, and this sentence is what it is, a snippet, and a full PDF of the compilation of this, all you guys just read it, and what it says, and it mentions 911 interface, and I know what I know, and when I don't know, I say so. And if you cannot respond to me, I'm going to have the request to the courts that I need to have the use of brain fingerprinting for my analysis of a court testimony, because that's what I need, and since now you know that you stop reading, I will know that you stop reading at this exact point, and you close this up and trashed it, that's what I know, so I'll know that I'll be able to test that out in court, and whether or not that's a live thing or recording thing, I do not know, but I know that in the course of the development of this email as it stands, if you close it right now, you will trying to protect yourself from a couple of denial that means you're internal in a conspiracy, or if you read it to the end, your mechanics of my mind is you're either a supportive or you're an adversary. I believe I can actually use here, and you represent what you are or you don't, and so here we go. One example, all I need to know is whether or not you actually respond, and all I need to know is that my doctor will actually forward this to you, my current doctor, my current setup, and they will, because that's what I'm going to say. My HIV doctor is going to become empowered by this, because I'm going to force upon him too. Or you're all going to let me die. How in the hell can you all sleep at night knowing this is true, and being confronted and shown you a better way, and you still continue on and on and on? How can you sleep at night knowing that you're at the end of this, and I'm asking for help, not that I'm trying to expose you, I can do it. It's called determinate persuasive understanding of reality, or technical realism, so I'm dealing with taking realism. I'm not trying to expose you, I'm not trying to harm you, I'm bringing forward the possible future. We need to change the course direction immediately. Like drastic change that's in the article on Reuters, this is a drastic change, 5 hours long, it's correspondence I'm drinking to you, and in the course to which you can't handle it, you would forward it to another person in internal of your organization, or outside of it, whatever it is that you think that can handle this as if needed to be handled, because it's written in its author and it's going to be published, it will be published work, I swear to God, how can you all think it's okay? This is called the long form, it doesn't matter if it's 5 hours of volume, I'm not doing that, I don't care. To not be a perfect, I don't care to try to live in a standard that I have to be perfect in every single word and everything I write, otherwise forget it, it goes in the trash. Cause that's not the standard that you would associate with any kind of reasonable, responsible way to interface and specially interface with the person with disabilities into disabilities, mental illness in one category, and HIV in another, and I'm dying in one, and I've been dying, and I've been trying to tell my mother how severely dishonorable she has been, and she's not listening to me, never will, she has to have some other authority to come in here and apologize to the family and fix the family dynamic, and I'm trying my best to be patient, but I've had my limit. My mother comes in, that's why I have to say I have. My mother comes in about an hour ago or so, and it's interrupting this process, and she's asking about a pair of pants that I have no idea about, and I saw those pants in the bathroom, and I just left them there. They were in the bathroom, I slept my pants, so they're in the bathroom, and they were in the bathroom for a while, and then apparently they got out of the bathroom. When they got out of the bathroom, I don't know, cause I'm not getting into that nonsense. This is not, I have no understanding of the past. I'm going to make sure it was the right pair of pencil, and then some other pizzo walked out to make sure that it was the pair of as it was in the bathroom, which it was, and I didn't mention anything about pants. So there was a development in this house that there was a pair of pants left in his house, and the dog did not bring a pair of pants in here, cause I know that, cause that's not his style. You just have to know the dog is here, the talking to it. We don't have a cat. They were pair of pants that were brought in this house by unknown source, or it's my mom and my cousin, and it facilitating this directly as a family and involvement in gangs talking on the article. So carrot, I don't care. The idea is to find out who bought that into the house, and she wasn't willing to carry on that. Validating factories, the remedy of this, she's focusing on continuing the nonsense that she doesn't understand what she's doing, that she doesn't understand what she's doing now. She does, she can have herself evaluated by mental health. I have an understanding myself. She knows that this is not right. I tell her that the solution, the advice to it, is the solution in all of this, the best choice of best choices, and that doesn't happen. So over the course to which they both have come up to me, and we just don't know what to do. But then again, I'm telling you, know in the course to what to do, and they refuse. There's a conflict in this house that is involving all this, and I know what I know, and when I don't know, I say so, and that I know is true. Somehow, some way, they think that I'm not going to files because she's the instrumental cause for all of my adult life and the dysfunctional communications of a family. If this would be fixed because she is set right and advised by somebody she'll listen to, then finally we'll have a result in this house. Otherwise, this entire scheme of setup has allowed all of this activity to continue on and on and on without any kind of help, and it's a serious, very serious charge I write and put onto YouTube. A very serious charge, sirs. I think you probably should pay attention to this correspondence to your dire heart, so we can actually fix this without it going critical mass and out of control, because it's going to go out of control, cause I'm not going to sit here and just remain silent. Tell me, I'm not going to just sit here, remain silent, and let this kill me. I'm dying, and until I see the doctors, and then everybody stand themselves in a paradigm shift immediately, and that they commit themselves to the mentality of focusing on not deceiving, or not putting deception, or not prevaricating, which is another way of saying it, then I will know that they get the message. And the best way to do that is to have the man who is on call recordings apologize by pitting me in Mitchell form that I've already put in writing, and let that have a substantial regard as being recorded in an official way. It's called an accord process of peace negotiation, and that would be officiated, truly officiated in this case, by the United Nations. Considering circumstances, no, this is not a lot to ask. It's what is required, and the condition of our country and the insurrection of the policing force that has been long dash term established in the hate gangs. Exposure in LA County goes across all of this, and I have my own witness of this in Texas, so please save it, save the attempt to come to me and say, no, you're wrong, to explain to me the source that you have is your source, not anything else, and the meaning of gold, but the thin gold line, that's all I ask in response. The rest of it you don't need to respond to, you just know that I said it, and that whomever you call and take care of these things, and I see how these things change in my life, because that's what has to be done. I'm not looking to get anybody into trouble, but there's going to be trouble. If I get files, once I file, it's going to have to be on the way that we have to persuade an entire nation. But it's too much chaos, and probably it will ruin my life, as when I say I don't want that, it's not what I desire, but I would do it. I have the energy to still maintain, because I have hopefully captured the intentions of the doctors here before they die. I died already. I've already died. I had to stick a piece of mirror glass in my neck, and that was that's described in my materials. I already died. I already thought. I already went to a suicidal trip out of California, stopped in Death Valley, and walked out to him. I'm dried out riverbend one day when I was sick and tired, and again as I tried to describe to Wesley they had that you probably should get more information for you to do anything, but Wesley, I had to walk us out to Wesley. I have an interface with Messi. Is find yourself into the view of the 911. It's satanically disgusting. Once I file what will be a complete justification standing order that I will appeal to the Supreme Court of after to the suspension immediate injunction of the operations on LinkedIn, and if you don't think I know how to what it is there you'll be your way to wake up and pay attention. I don't know what you are. All you are is a page with a flag of the thin gold line. I never seen it before, and today my search was my search. I know that it continued around all of this, and then I found my exact search term, but it was the final and it was stale. It was fail, so I was looking for. And there's a whole category of 911 sales of text messaging fails, and so I have some resources to pull in my failures, so that's not good. You're capitalizing using social media, the activity of the revenue stream that draws upon the profit margins of the social media for that kind of content, so that's what it is. There are enough materials out there to know that there is 911 of people calling 911, or what ends their need to call 911, and I had a bunch of those recordings on my hard drive. And then we have Ruth Price, and I'm sure you know that by now the meme of Ruth Price who was murdered on the phone. Ruth Price, if you know that I know about with Price, and then now the origins of the price on the phone, and that it became it has been out now to realize that it is a shocking audio, that it's one of the training ideas that you guys had in that time frame, and it was nobody ever talked to it because I'm sure it was said to be real. I don't know if it is real or not, but I'm sure it was said in the training that it was real, and the training would have to be most real if it had to be out of hair. If it is real, there's point in time when you bring surgery for searching, and you have to start really, really, really cutting into human bodies. You can make it anything you want up until the point where you are at that scalpel, and you're going to push that scaffold into a human body of the skills of a surgeon, and to the point that's real. You actually do that on dead bodies. You take and you surgically insert into real bodies, which is morbid in itself, but you train that way. You scale up, and before that you train on, you know, dolls. So dolls to dead bodies, devastating. And I know what it takes to be a 911 operator. Dispatch. Operator, I tried to understand that in all of this, and what has happened here is beyond approach. I probably beyond its understanding, and I have it captured, and if I have to merit in court, it will put the gold line in view of having this end, but is invincible, and I don't want to have to do that to you, but you're going to have to do that. You have to step up and realize what is going on. Listen to me very carefully. I don't want to get anybody into harm, but this is very harming us day to day. This was set forth into motion, and we have to get rid of this. There is no way this is a sustainable model. No way that this is an ideal model that is sustainable in any kind of fashion. And I write some very strong statements in my writings, very, very strong. And I think when we should honor the application that I so as a silence tone, this is my continuation, and this is a draft for my mother, and I'm going to narrow it, and this is going to be whatever it is, and I have to say this to my mother, if she does not sit down and pay attention to this, and within the 24-hour period that she wants to know honor, because this post is going to be her job to put onto my, as Mark Twain once wrote, the truth hurts but silence kills. And that is exactly the dimension of a huge void that I'm in. You can Google my name. I'm to the etchings of the public record of attempt to reach out to find this help that is obviously intentionally being placed beyond my reach from every source I reach out to. What is going on here is strange to say the least. Strangeness that one would have to apply some sort of outside interference to facilitate what is truly abnormal outcomes. The passing through to an actual YouTube video title. Hating is not a good word, but here it is, I say. I hate to give its direct title a reference URL. I don't want to put that I'm trying to sell promote my materials or some bullshit excuse thing you'll try to impose upon why you can't just logically think this out. The title conveys the message as it is directly related to what is happening, and its date of posting, and to whom is in reference of the actual happenstance. And that person needs to be at this house putting himself on bended knee to the offering of an apology to me and this family. --. Being myself is not more than enough. I just want to die. No help from any source I reach out to. --. dash, 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 dash. Save your attempts to now be able to find something that comforts me. Save yourselves of the false promise attempts of providing something that accomplishes not only public relations, you'll still be circling the wagons and fighting your cause that when she's so desperately done against me. The conflict avoidance factors that are in view of all of this from everyone. Save it, people, save it. I have heard of all that excuses and all of the nonsense. It does not fly to what I know is the dispatcher's role. The person who is my mom's friend peer level that I met when I was one, she said I was one in this family. And you can go find her obituary that she was living in Colorado. Shifted from California to Colorado, and her obituary is plain to be easily read that she was a fire dispatcher for my city that I currently am back here to. I'm going to quote it here, taking the proper name references out. She is spinning in her grave as she claims, and I've always thought of her as my second mother. She's aware of my sexual orientation. And all of that. Oh my God, 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 you people, oh my God, 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 my people, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh you people. You have not the clue to the betrayal that has happened here. Dash, 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 dash. The obituary story of a legacy of two families, taking the proper names and replacing with roles important to realize how betrayally society has functioned to destroy me. Especially since both my father and my second mother died by cancer shortly in the time period in 2012 and into July of 2013, and this is a obituary broken between one set of circumstances. I think that best places for all the human history in this attempt at sanity over insanity reaches out for to a civil society run amok. As the story concludes, I do not know. I just know how hurt I am to the trueness of how these events has most likely irreparable harm onto me to have a true need emergency, that somebody better get their shit together before I die. Everywhere I reach to I get the resounding cruelty of the message, SWAT. SWAT. Dash. Shoo fly don't bother us. Dash. Go fuck off and die. And I think I must submit this matter of piecemeal truth to your own Kansas local paper, because I just think I must have to find somewhere outside of my encapsulated placements here. Where people do not do what they do and they are left to their own devices, that brings forward the conditions that I know are transcending to be the cause of this condition that has killed me. Because I'm sure it's going to kill me before you all release yourself from what you obviously done in the back shadows. Brian Williams of MSNBC mentioned this in his sign-off address last year. I'm not going to go any further than that. He justifies the presence of this to be mentioned very profoundly. I just know what I know before us this day to reconcile in reckoning move thy presence of item comfort to our country's enemy. For two active pledges that are in other conflict of interest do not exist at the very same time. One pledge over another, no matter what one might think they can get away with. Taking a pledge of some sort of acceptance and dedication that is contrary to the country's laws and validates the authority to hold the position of official recognized officer, agent of law enforcement, and official holder of an office. The political class of both appointed and elected politicians, the policy is the problem. The policy that is observed as action versus the policy that is written. Selectively, you can't just be completely covered over and beyond this fact. The choice term here is best practices. Things have to be imagined to be in compliance for the accountability factor in the set operations of any agency, but specifically the law enforcement agency of policing. An accountability and oversight duty of functioning government is where we place this task. It can't function otherwise, because just generally speaking, there is no such thing as perfect, and we are all imperfect. This one is way out of hand, way out of the mark. We are in the Pluto, and can't see ourselves as how far off the mark of line. I'm saying that we can accept what has happened here, at least for myself and my space that just continues to go and sit and oppressed into a vital silence that is outraged to outrageous. The pledge of allegiance of their formation of trust and worthiness and their choice of being a member of our society in this country. On the doctorate degree, the Hippocratic Oath. And the public official working category of the public officiated record of structured leadership and the administration of reprimands. F due to universally structured in most all of the public record the same exact terminology, and it has to be said, people, it has to be said right here and now. To the actualized function of holding an oath and a pledge. visibly transparently present and accounted for assured by the certification process of your pledges of allegiance to some other doctorate, Hippocratic Oath, and the equivalence of public oath of theft, the auditing function Constitution of the United States of America. For only a pledge of allegiance of some other replacements of manifesto can explain this. No matter what it takes to get this into print. It's not about the money I pay $1,000. Whatever it takes to get the truth forward and break this hate. My second mother of Peyton passed away at Memorial Hospital from complications from an infection. She was born in Tucson, Arizona, but grew up in San Bernardino, California. There she graduated from Pacific High School, then worked many years for the county as an emergency dispatcher. She married and raised three children. She and her husband, insert here. Take your time to understand this insert here. Who happened to also been of historical presence working as a co-worker of my very own blood father for many years at the large-scale product manufacturing company, CertainTeed in Riverside. My father was the plant maintenance manager. My second mother's husband, metaphorically speaking, was on the crew on the with my father supervised to the product development worldwide. The product they made at that plant where I had been in it several times myself as a guest of my father's. Even before we had bring your son and daughter's days to work. And don't tell me that this is not important. Don't tell me that this is not something inspiring that I'm dying. I'm dying from a disease I should not be dying from. Human no longer breathing dead dying I mean. And in the context of my writing that I've used the metaphor of what it is that should be shut out off and left out taken away from what we're doing. The emoji of this throughout most of all of my writings on this particular truth. Additionally to note here that my second mother, a former 911 dispatcher, not mentioned in the obituary. She and her husband that was in that final end, had married twice. Meaning they were married and then separated to be divorced and then married again. My second mother met me for the first time as she cared for me as the families shared those things that two families share. And my second mother's husband as they married twice, that in itself is an unusual occurrence in one's lifetime path. And as far as trusting or believing in humans to listen to me, that is to the experiences that does not shun me. As I speak to this device, the ability for this device to know the proper name of the company name that my father worked for. It's CertainTeed. Two words together both capitalized. It knows how to spell the company, it's not two words separated. And that is a fact. I have more faith that an intelligence that develops this interface right here and now is paying attention to me respectfully than any other human being, including my very own mother. I took the events that have happened in this house, and then outward beyond this house into civil society. I am absolutely outraged at the commonality of this of not resolvable, and outrage has been done here intentional. And then on to my very first job itself, but I did for the library as a volunteer project, and then on to what I developed in the aspects of a computer lab function of computer literacy when I was 18. And the confluence of matters that strangeness is strangeness even more strange this than strange can be. How many of this is going to crash in confluence? How many of this is going to crash in confluence on to my first job working at the city library? The probation department as it currently stands right here and now this date is occupied of its operations in the very building, 401 North Arrowhead Avenue, San Bernardino, California. The Arrowhead itself. The Arrowhead Springs Hotel, dash, to which would become the property of the Campus Crusades for Christ. To which my very own mother worked and with a high, dash, valued employee of their operations. A task that is a very, very, very important one, and I know that she impressed everybody with her capabilities. And that environment was in the formation that was the international communications focus for the operational demanding communications of her job. One of those calls her voice of her job to those people calling from all over the world. The receptionist, I don't know what her name was at the office, but she's my mom. She has the role of fire dancer in the view of CP Radio, and that she plays herself to be my mother, in this period of time after my father has passed, to be most unmotherly and knowing that I have just been at her two all ins that she has allowed this to happen right in front of her. To have yelled mercy 40 times at the highest volume I can yell that word to her continued wrongdoing in this family. Something is wrong here, something is wrong here, something is wrong here, and it's not me, it's definitely not me, and it's definitely not my mother's true sensibility of her mind and her brain, and her current position of age. She's not suffering from mental conditionings of cascading feelings and deterioration medical conditions such as Alzheimer's. And I know that she knows that, and she is a game with me of this need to best me, to override me, to challenge me instead of nurture me. To challenge me that I'm being disrespectful when it is her, not me. She is, along with the rest of the family including my cousins, operating on a different set of principles, believe me, than unified family. Keep trying to say in their defense they just don't know what. And I keep saying what I need from them and they keep not doing what I ask them to do. As though this is a choice and they will not have a conversation, a discussion, dynamics of rationalization that puts this at the most highest form. She is insatiable to understand, to the need to find a response of a responsibility she has, on to what it is that she can't seem to comprehend, the detachment of her ability to learn something from her son. What is the instrumental causes in the mechanics of the conditions that have been put onto her son from the outside forces that are probable true? And that it does not take it to be in the form of National Institutes of Health-related documents research to convince her that is something true, that it should take my word over anything first and everything I have said has not penetrated the mind of the life-being human being that is my very own mother. To the impression that I bought forward the actual attempt at an educational mini law school video, a very basic 10-minute section discussion on legal capacity in video form onto her needs to comply with the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities that was enacted and signed into 2009. That I cannot bring that forward into an empowerment and engagement of a family. It did not hold her to a change that would be functioning. To remove me and give me ability under my disability. To enable my ability specifically of legal capacity on how to address these matters unto our current police, that there is a crime happening here and nobody cares to stand up and say, hey, my son is a targeted individual of gang sucking and gangster has this, and it's not so hard to understand a bias so severe. She can protest all she wants, that she can deny all she wants, it's about the taking of a boxing week and meeting to be combative and non-acceptive of what it is that I am to her. She has been psychologically invalidating for all of my adult life, and I've tried to express this to her and tried to bring forward an ability for us to see an outside therapy of counsel thing for us. And we did that once we went into the presence of mind that I was selling her forms out. And I mean ask the role to which I have to provide that is what she wants to answer these answers. I didn't say a thing. But you know that when she provided those answers they were not truthful. Or not, as my awareness was onto the subject that somehow those answers were in a concealment of things, that's what I'm trying to say, there is something irrational happening. And this is the best way to share this to you right now, here and now. This has an unusual setup. Again, this is a fact unto these things that a person is not aware of. What is established, at least for the record, that when I was having my issues in Denver, I had to decide I was going to call record everything. I enabled call recording on my device and I have the right to that. And it was not a secret, to say the least. I would not, of course, directly mention it at the start of every call, because that's irrational in, but if I were to do it again, I would pre-opine my consent to record my calls. Many people do this as a function of their work, and they do it in part of their work, and so they present that mine is a part of my personal. I have the need to record all my calls. Every single call, and for the most part, every single call got archived into my backups. But with my mother I made a special request and she agreed. At the time I was not focused on changing her. I was focused on recording the dimension of the actions that were happening to me, and our discussions become a part of my extension of my journalizing. I asked her if I could publish any or all or what I need in these call recordings that were happening with my mother. She agreed, and there is a SoundCloud of those the name agreements placed into reference, and everybody or anybody who was actually paying attention knew this about my calls to my mother, and for the reasons why anybody honorable would be in the awareness and not have made such a blunder. As I know, I captured something rather strange. I created a startup of a school in the mission work process in Denver that my father gave me the permission to attach to this address here in San Bernardino in 2006. I don't know my mother had been informed or not specifically, but I made her aware of it for sure back here, and she went out on a. This house address is the center point registration of a trust letter. A technologically informational theory processing rational reasoning of an inception process of an overlay that could indeed be a solution if I could get it through everybody's head. I'm not the one who needs to be taking the mental illness to dysfunction and disability, for if I was completely alone I would have absolutely no problem. If I were to live alone in a way with nothing to do but just watch TV, nothing to accomplish in life, which is what you all have basically rooted a detention. Unable to actually have a conversation with the understanding that I respectfully I can't have a conversation that another person can receive, process, and hold like they're supposed to when you have conversations of seriousness. Every single conversation I've with my mom in the call recording would have been put into the view with my mother as most rationally I suppose it's the truth she's holding on to and not manipulating things. There are things she said because she left me. She offered that Sammy and I could come live here. I was so upset at the outcome of what happened to me in Denver. When I got here in Denver from Denver, right, mama, come on now, that was placating just some sort of patch to make me happy in that moment of conversation, and what you said in that conversation is not true. Because you said what you said, if I had taken it too hard and offered it to Sammy, I mean a decision to come back to a house I should never have come back to, mama, you never should have done that. I should have never come back here. I know I should have come back here. My student and I had to make an agreement that I had to make sure that if I hadn't need to make plans for a suicide, that I have to come back to Denver and seek him face to face with a real serious need of a resolve by suicide. This is one of those situations where it's unresolvable and the only way out of the insufferable condition is suicide. Timothy Marble, who's listed on my network, he owns an apparel company and most responsible to what it is into consult. To make a suicide, if that was a plan I was going to do. I explained to him that the pathology of mass gun shootings and what was happening is that, and he understood. I do believe also, although I didn't know if it's my account, but I know for sure that I told him that I have to seek some sort of way to get into the United, to go into attempting to change my United States citizenry. And for sure I shared to him the overwhelming emotion of what it is here within me that's perplexing. 10 extremely precise words for emotions you didn't even know you had. Portrait of Melissa Dalby. Melissa Dahl. In recent years, neuroscience has introduced a new way of thinking about our emotions. The scientists behind the latest brain-imaging studies say they can now pinpoint with precision where these feelings are located within our heads. In 2013, for instance, a team of psychologists published a study in which they claimed that they had found neural correlates for 9 very distinct human emotions: anger, disgust, envy, fear, happiness, lust, pride, sadness, and shame. I'm going to skip down to the one that is of reference to what it is that is making me feel like shit for the time wasted here in this house. Truly wasted, truly just wasted, and I'm going to die. I should have never come back to this house. Depasement. People do some out-of-character things in foreign countries. They strike up conversations with strangers in bars, even if they would never do the same back home. They wear unflattering hats. There's something about being a stranger in a strange land that's equal parts exhilarating and disorienting, and this messy mix of feelings is what the French word depasement, literally, the countrification, or being without a country, means to capture. It's the feeling of being an outsider, and though getting lost because you can't quite read the street signs as well as you maybe thought you could can be unsettling, the feeling of being somewhere else just as often swirls us up into a kind of giddiness, only ever felt when far away from home. The writing of this article is of the position of persons that can travel and they find themselves in a different orientation of feeling, and it works the same way when you are trapped in a place that you're trapped and cannot find a feeling of home. To those people that can't travel, this is the position of this writing, but for those people who can't travel, such as high and unlimited income, and as things have transpired through here and all of this, those opportunities have been taken away from me on an equal and unbalanced scheme of technology. This is the exact same emotion in a slant of perception, difference of its inception, but it's exact same motion, and it never goes away. Many people would consider this some sort of way of thinking that within to something different than what it is I've done. I've connected outward, I have made the necessities of attempting to communicate to others such a priority that it is developed of space of this attempt, and everything that I've done to as this attempt in a bottle that I don't understand from now that I do understand, this is an intentional emotion that helps with and connects with the powers of our mind of intuition and psychokinetics that are real. This is the emotion that gets put into the view when you empower oneself to travel the world as a traveling soul of spirituality. And that is exactly what it is. I have traveled if I buy it to a vision where something is out of my wheelchair, but I know you all have done this intentionally to me. It's not an accident. You can't just cover this up with a bunch of lies. You can't do that. The outcome of this right now is what you had your heart of your way. You want to love me, mama. You think it's okay to love me this way to the extreme suffrage. It's sufferable, and you have allowed this to be my life, that there are outside forces here, and you have allowed this to be part of what you obviously accept to be the life condition of your son, and you haven't made any effort to comply with what I've asked you to do in any of this, and it's been a big joke to you. You have laughed it all off. That serious, and it is as serious as it is, and you know I'm dying, you know I'm tired, and you still trying to incorporate that the doctor is going to be able to get his position in over my deeds. So I had to go to LA desperately seeking an answer, and you I just wasn't last week again said the same thing. Why don't I leave? You said that again. I can't believe you will not listen to me and listen to anything I say, that I don't know why, but you will not give me the authority to confer. And how that is on a school, and everything that it validates me. You're going to be deep as an offended in a lawsuit, mama. Because you, it's your middle to maintain this situation, and thought helped me find something to put into and between us. This is an unforgivable situation. What is the instrumental mechanics of H conditions that have been put onto her son's life? Divide intervention, because divide intervention has it been at the view that you discovered this. Upon you that you became aware of death of the pieces of where eventually you became aware to start doing something little piece by piece, something changed, but it's not fully enough, Bubba. But you became constant repeating what it is to be a targeted individual. I placed upon the sessions of it's a doctor care at Inland Pediatric Medical Group, basically making the request that you completely become a part of my medical creation of understanding how bad it is, how everything is just backwards. Nothing like it's supposed to be. That terminology of the cake sucking that only entered into my life after late year 2019. But you know I was tired and in Oakland, and you know I was talking in Denver. I told you all of this. You know it. Out of the realm of that's what has happened to me. Then I know for sure for some reason I had to get you to call the Colorado Health Network to get them to return my calls, because they were not going to call me back after my move out of my apartment. Instability is knowing that they would never have called me back, never have obligated themselves to continue their facility of agency to be on my side. There are no resources at all that would be able to give me anything. That they intentionally waited the dysfunction to the process that disconnected me from ADAP twice on their fault. For I to just trust the courier of the application process to give it to the staff for the inbox, and I find out that it never was given any kind of process to the agency there in town to process by ASAP renewal every 6 months. I can't believe, Bible, I can't believe you would allow everything to just transgress into the current standing that has happened without. You have made no appreciative change that makes you and what you believe and what you say as you try to claim. By being a voice of omission not anywhere found anywhere seen to be a presence of protest of what has happened with your son and all of this, are you allowing them to kill me? Is the former address of the city library? Where I began my employment and a project to move to the new location. The family, Dar, and the Dree skills. Can you get back to the obituary of greatness, please? My second mother and her second time marriage husband moved to Colorado Springs. See her in 1988, where she spent the rest of her days enjoying the beautiful landscape on their 5 acres of land in Peyton. One of her greatest passions was photography, landscape, fires, flowers, but most of all, the people close to her. That life of a deeply compassionate reel of human love, crafting and traveling to 44 states of America with her husband and some parts of Mexico and Canada, but more than any of these, she loved to laugh with her family and friends. A woman of strong principles, a devoted wife, and loving mother, the passing of the human woman who has a nickname of historical presence from the time period of CB radio enthusiasts. The time period that required FCC licensing, the family both were on the radio CB band radio. My father Silver Spur and my mother Fire Dancer, my brother Little Spur, operated from FCC licensing. KQX 7125. I can't call this any kind of proper way to find a final message of my death. I myself was named unmentionable here as my visibility is squashed. The vice president of this human author squashed, intentionally squashed. My second mother, former fire dispatcher, was named Buttermilk, and her husband Bullwinkle. Bullwinkle had the unusual property of having only one eye. His other eye was glass, and that a person with one eye can't experience life in 3-dimensional ways. I don't think we'd have the true sense understanding of what 3-dimensional vision is or is not without that man in my life, and how he took everything to that to you and did not in any kind of way disable himself with his disability. There are many tasks that are harder for a 1-eyed person that to-eye person doesn't realize. It is a rather difficult to understanding that I do believe he was born that way. And I was born this way. And it is genetically given me. The homosexuality of being a gay human being. And in today's world of our country, I could have found and now married a partner. And in the genetics of things, I have always wanted to be a parent. And in the science of things, believe it or not, in the view of possibilities. I don't care how offended you might think this, to me it's true. To the possibility of having 2 males in the genetic. I can't even say the name, because it's so unreasonable to this outcome. My brain right now knows what is in my mind, but I can't say it, I just can't come to a little, and I'm just leaving it a little, because there's a spot on the top of little mountain, top of the mountain. I can't say my city handle just because I just know it's unmentionable here by me. As obvious, our family is cowboys and Indians. Little, Native American word, my brother was Little Spur. The life first passing of the human woman. Passing of the human woman is survived by her husband of 48 years, William Clay Darnell, sons David Alton Darnell, Mark Allen Darnell, daughter Cynthia Lynn Romano, 9 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandson who will always remember her laugh and love of life. I expect one time, one contact, one conversation and a recommendation referral or something that facilitates my needs in this moment. I'm not in Kansas, I'm in California. The reason why I picked your particular source to direct my attention has nothing to do with current developments of personals and situations in Kansas directly. In a way, you could say that I'm a wayward soul. I have no connection to a jurisdiction or a way to say I'm a resident of a home anywhere. I'm kind of not even going to say that I'm homeless. I'm less than homeless. I will explain this in the final end of this. There is an actual emotional presence, where this emotion has been a part of my attempt to get some psychological mental health when I was arrested in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I passed through Cheyenne, Wyoming on what I would end to call a suicidal trip to the destination unknown when I left California heading north through Death Valley. When I got into the actual National Park Zone, to pay the $20 fee, I paid the $20 fee, but I wasn't sure what to expect, and I'm telling you, I was trying to find and seek to an answer when that and those events occurred. Destination unknown, somewhere I can find a home. Somewhere where it can find people who don't treat me so bad, don't hate on me so bad. I am serious. There is an emotional presence that is a part of many that don't understand this emotion. My eyes are tearing and they sting. Do you understand what I'm saying? The sweat around my forehead right now to thin cause that salty sweat to go into my eye. My am I sweating? What is happening? I can't stand here knowing what is going on and not a single person I reached is available to help me. Okay. Dot.